broadcasting from your favorite breakfast spot. You're listening to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 695.9, the voice of Connecticut.
And we have some amazing sponsors besides Brown Roofing who have supported the Diner Tour this year, including AARP Connecticut. And joining me now is John Wilson, the state president. John, you and I have talked before, but we're meeting in person.
That's
how are
right.
you?
That's right. We did this about a year and a half
yes,
ago when we
did.
Looked at little squares on the computer.
Yes, we did. And I just want to thank you for what you do in AARP Connecticut, certainly. And we have some really important things coming up as early as today. And one of the things that you guys focus on and do such a great job with is detecting fraud and making sure people know what to look out for and how to protect themselves. What can you tell us?
Well, first of all, I want to point out some people behind me. I brought a group of red shirts with me because AARP wears red, and that way people know that we're around.
Yeah.
AARP is big in fraud. We have a Fraud Watch network in Connecticut that has about 25 people, and we go around the state and give free presentations to anybody, not just AARP members. We also have a fraud helpline for people who are victims of fraud. We get 500 calls a day nationally on that helpline, and we have a number of us, three of us in Connecticut, that return those calls one person to person and help people try to recover their money, which is very difficult, and recover their peace of mind. So we are very, very active in fraud.
So let's talk about today. It sounds like actually right after we wrap up here, there's going to be a tele-town hall conversation with the Attorney General. What's going on, John?
The Attorney General is very interested in fraud, and he also goes around the state and gives talks. So today there's a teletown hall at 10 o'clock, and he's going to discuss policies and issues to provide consumer protections and prevention from fraud and scams.
Wow.
And you can find that either on facebook.com/AARP.CT, or if you want to dial in, it's 866-641-6908.
And this weekend, it sounds like AARP Connecticut is really focused on elder abuse awareness. This is also really important.
Yeah, it is. It is, Melissa, because Sunday is National Elder Abuse Awareness Day. And tomorrow, AARP is involved with the Coalition for Elder Justice in Connecticut with a resource fair in Weathersfield. There will be a number of groups there, including us, handing out information, answering questions. It's at the Keeney Memorial Center in Weathersfield from 9 to 11 tomorrow. It's free. There's continental breakfast, and you have a chance to learn more about elder fraud.
I think it's so important. And unfortunately, look, just in the news side of things, we are seeing more and more places shutting down. We just had Trumbull shut down. They're going to be shutting down one of their senior living facilities. And when you see that, there's always a concern of how are my loved ones being treated, especially if they're not in my own home.
That's right.
So you need to, as a person, not AARP, they are doing it. As the individual, as the families, they need to be aware of those things and keep an eye out for that. What is the Elder Justice Hotline, by the way, John?
The Elder Justice Hotline is not an AARP thing. It is a Connecticut thing. And it is a toll-free number, 860-808-5555. If you are aware of anybody that's a potential elder abuse victim, call that number. It's the Attorney General's office. And you can be as anonymous as you would like, and they can help you.
And John Wilson, before I let you go, I also want to make sure people know later this month, there is a Fighting Fraud with AARP Connecticut, the Fraud Watch Network that you talked about before.
Yes.
They're going to be doing an event as well, it sounds
yes,
like.
Yes, every 2 weeks we have a webinar. The next one will be Friday the 27th of June, and it's going to feature one of the leaders of the fraud helpline that I talked about a moment ago. And he will be able to answer questions and give a presentation on some of the things that the helpline does.
That's really important. And again, I want to make sure people know that you have a helpline, you have a wonderful website as well. Where do you suggest people go if they want more information, John?
If you want to be real simple about it, go to aarp.org/fraud. If you want to be a little bit more typing, aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. And that will keep you busy for a long time and there are no commercials.
Yeah, well, it's very true. Scammers are getting smarter and smarter, and they're finding ways to dupe people. And so entities like AARP Connecticut really making a huge difference in John Wilson. I want to thank you for always making the time for WICC and, again, supporting our diner tour this year. We really appreciate it.
Well, I thank you very much for letting us be a part of it, Melissa.
Absolutely. You know I love AARP. I've got this little spot in my heart that is specifically for AARP, and I love the work that you guys do. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Melissa.